Bible Boys. This is a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. You ever thought about being in a totally complete dark environment? You know, I've experienced that. I've been in a cave. I've been in a sightseeing group, you know, took the tour down into one of the huge caverns that are here in Texas. And they turned the light off for just a couple of seconds to get the feel of what it's like. You can't even see your hand in front of your face. It is that complete, total darkness. It's a little bit scary, but then they turn the lights right back on, you know, just a couple of seconds later, and everybody's okay again. But man, it caused some stress when those lights were completely turned off within that cave. But you know, that's the way of the world. The world is in sin. It is in darkness. It is in death. And as long as people do not come to the light of salvation, they are going to die in that lost state of sin and darkness. And they're going to be cast into outer darkness, as Jesus says. They're going to be cast into a burning lake of fire. That's what Jesus also said. But you know, here's 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 9. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's God's plan for us. You know, everybody talks about, what is God's plan for me? You know, I got to tell you straight out, friends, God doesn't have a plan strictly for you. God's plan is the same for everybody. That is salvation. God doesn't make people cab drivers because he wants cab drivers. He doesn't make people plumbers because he wants a set number of plumbers on the earth. He wants salvation. It's not about our everyday workaday life. It's about coming to God for salvation through God's plan of salvation, through Jesus Christ. And so we have God's plan enabled upon this earth through Jesus. Yeah, where they go is completely dark. They don't know what's below them or above them or around them. All they do is they just go into this deep, dark cavern, and with their lights, they shine around and see what's around them. Man, talk about one misstep and you're dead. Well, isn't that kind of sort of the way of sin and death and darkness? You don't know where you're going, and you could trip and you could fall, and you could certainly well die spiritually from your sins. That's why the light of God is so very important to us. We need to be able to see the light of salvation. Here's Psalms 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Man, stumbling around a dark cave. How about stumbling through the darkness of the world? Both are very dangerous ways to go. But you know, our God offers eternal life so that we walk in the light of the path home. And then there's Jeremiah 9 and verse 24. Let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord. And we want these things. We want mercy and justice and righteousness. And we get all that by escaping the darkness of this world. We find God. We find Jesus. We look to his word and we discover salvation. You know, friends, there's just a number of things that we can find as we look into God's word and see the light. It's the only way, friends, to go to heaven. Discover the light, discover God, find out who Jesus is, believe in the resurrection, and then commit our lives to him, your lives to him. Thanks for listening today to Bible Points. This has been a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. You're always welcome to attend our services, 9:30 on Sunday mornings for Bible class, 10:30 worship service, and then again on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for Bible class. Thanks now. Have a great day. Blessings to you.